You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Yeah, a new survey conducted by Mates in Construction has revealed that mental health rates continue to decline for construction workers, especially in the face of COVID-related disruptions, supply issues, and instability in employment. I took this opportunity to speak with Victoria MacArthur, the CEO of Mates in Construction, about these declining rates and their efforts to assist struggling individuals. Last year, I spoke to you about suicide rates in the construction industry, particularly for males in Māori and Pacifica. What have the stats reflected since then?
Yeah, so what we've seen over the last year, we started to see a real tension occur around August of last year. We started to see a lot of anxiety and fear being played out on site, and there just seemed to be a general feeling of unrest. So we did a survey at the end of 2021 looking at how Delta had impacted our construction industry workers. And what we found was that their mental health had got worse over that period. So it was about 43%, I think, back in 2021. So we'd also seen that there'd been a higher rate of suicide ideation and people attempting to take their lives across the people that we'd surveyed. So there's about 1,000 people that we surveyed. So what we've done this year, because of Omicron arriving on our shores, around January time, again, we wanted to just see if that has impacted our industry or what other factors have impacted our industry alongside having COVID on our shores again. And what we've seen this year is that those people that feel like they're struggling or their mental health has got worse has increased since December of last year. We've also seen people say to us that they, or in the survey, it's been reflected that anxiety or stress, people don't feel that they're able to manage as well as they could. That's dropped, so it's gone down to about 73%. But probably the most concerning for us is those that are having thoughts of suicide, which has increased to 5.5% of those that we surveyed. So we talk about stats all the time, but that's people's lives that we're talking about. So we're seeing more people are feeling that mental distress right now than they were, say, before Christmas last year.
And looking at that 5.5%, that's just out of those who have done the survey. What do you think can be done, especially for those who haven't admitted that they are at that stage?
Yeah. So the way we work at Mates is to try and get people to offer help. That's a big one for us, offering help to one another, because in our industry, predominantly men often won't seek help, but what they will do very well is when they see somebody that's struggling, to understand that they're struggling and not dismiss it, but to actually step into their space. We said take 10 seconds of courage to help your mate if you see they're struggling. So we want people to actually reach out and notice when people, they can see that people are being impacted and actually be able to offer some help. Now, we're not asking them to be psychologists. What we're asking them to do is to sit down, have a coffee, and if it is something more serious than just having a bad day, they know where to seek help, so, or they know where to get their mates to seek help. So they can ring our 0800 number, 0800 111 315, or you could also ring the National Helpline 1737, are two good places to start. But if it is a real emergency right at that point, you really need to be ringing 111.
Job security, like especially with the lockdowns, hasn't been so stable, especially looking at Armstrong Downs, which has liquidated. What can reassure people who are feeling like vulnerable in that respect?
We're in a bit of a tumultuous year, if you like. We've got a lot of things happening. You've seen skill shortages, you've seen supply shortages. We're starting to feel the impact hitting some of our building companies such as Armstrong Downs. And again, if you are in a situation where, you know, your life does change because of what's happening around you, things that you can't control, it's about actually saying, okay, take a breath, actually look at what I can control, and if I need some help, knowing where to reach that help, because during the course of this year, things are probably not going to get better. Everybody has seen in the media what's happening. So we need, again, to just reinforce that there is support, there is help out there. And if your mates are struggling, knowing that it's okay. It's okay to ring and ask for support. And it's okay not to be okay. But it's not okay not to do anything about it. So offer help to your mates or ask for help if you really need it.
What is it with the government? Are they still looking into whether there is a need to fund mates into construction? What's your guys' campaigning been like for that?
Yeah, so we've got meetings this week in Wellington with the government. They've been really supportive. I mean, we did receive some funding through government last year, but unfortunately, it was a one-off fund. In order for us to maintain the traction that we've had, or we're now nationwide, so we've got people down in Dunedin as well as up here in Auckland, and we cover Northland, through to Southland. In order for us to maintain that, we need a sustainable funding stream. We get funding through our industry, so they have fronted up and fund mates in construction. But what we're asking government to do is to enable us to maintain and grow what we do for our industry workforce, 278,000 people that are out there, which is going to have a ripple effect into those people's lives, into their communities, what they learn on site and what we, when we walk alongside them and build their capacity on site to be able to cope with some of life's troubles. They're going to take that home and be able to use those skills in their own communities. So we impact a lot of people's lives when we're out there working with them.
What is some of like the advice that's been given for the workers who talk to you guys about what they've been going through?
Look, it's different. We hear different things every day from every walk of life. So, as you know, suicide doesn't discriminate, and people having struggles, it doesn't matter where you're sitting on that suicide ideation. You might be just having a bad day and you can ring us, or you might be really sitting in a dark place and you can ring us. It doesn't mean that you need to be thinking about suicide to ring mates in construction. You can ring us at any time about anything. Our advice is to, a lot of it is around working on yourself, working on what's good for you, what fills your bucket, what are the things that you can do to support yourself or support your mates. So it's as simple as going for a walk or spending time with family, but that's not going to solve everything. So that's why if you ring us, we'll be able to work with you on where you're actually sitting right at this moment and how we can put some supports in place for you. But there isn't one factor that can, lead somebody into that point of mental distress. There's a lot of things that happen and build up all the time.
And finally, I just want to ask, how is Mates in Construction looking to expand even further in the next year?
One area that we would we want to make sure that we're supporting are our small businesses, our small builders that are out there. We do a lot of work already through work that we do with Kayang Aura or some of those, like the GJ Gardeners, some of the smaller franchises or builders. But there's a lot of small builders out there that and trades that are often really struggling and we don't catch them. So what Mates wants to do is to be able to work with different people like in the supply chain, such as our relationship with Placemakers and others, to be able to really reach into those communities. Mates is a community development model and it works in the community and in the workplace. So we want to reach into those smaller communities and make sure that everybody knows that there is support out there for them.
That was Victoria MacArthur, CEO of Mates in Construction, discussing the worsening rates of mental health in the construction industry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.